Amen. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. My name's Benita. I live in the Garden State, New Jersey, and I welcome each and every one of you that joined us this morning on the 6th day of September. Yes, amen. We are in the 9th month already, and back to school, back to whatever. Summer's done, and we're moving forward into a new season. And I just want to thank you for joining us. And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just want to thank you for this day that you woke us up, that you sent your angel of mercy and just breathed life into our lungs. And we woke up in our right minds because we don't take it lightly, Father. Many of us did not. Father, we do appreciate everything that you do for us. We so thank you for Pastor Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Mother Eagle and Dr. Dimples, and some call us super fantastic. Father God, we appreciate Artists International and the founders. As we go through a birthing with that, also, Father, we are going into a new season. Many of us are going into a new season. Father God, we appreciate your guidance, your love, your keeping us through the storm. We appreciate the founders. We look forward to hearing the word that's going to come forth, Pastor Lavana. So, Father God, allow us to open our ears and our spirit to get nourished this morning and to hear the word that's going to come through your mouthpiece. Thank you. Just so that you know, the evil one, there is no place for you this morning on this call, so have a seat. Relax yourself because there will not be any disturbance. We appreciate everything, Father, and in our brother's name, your son, Jesus Christ, amen, amen, and amen. Minister Willa, thank you so much for what you're doing for me this morning. You are such a treasure, and give the baby a kiss for me. And also, you know, my Miss Wrigley, love herself. It's all yours, Minister Willa.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Benita. And you know I have my Wrigley. She will be in here by my side as soon as she gets her breakfast and her treats. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. This is, as Minister Benita has already said, Minister Willa, and I am here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with my son and my daughter-in-law and my baby Taryn and my little Wrigley. And so God is so good, and we're just so excited that you decided to stop by here on the TMC call this morning. And can you believe it that this call was founded over almost 6 years ago next month by our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and our Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. P.K. Robertson. We're just so excited that God put it on their hearts to start this call. And he didn't just leave them hanging out there. He gave them a scripture verse to stand on. And that scripture verse is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you, O, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we just thank God so much for that, and thank God for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Now, they didn't just stop there. Every year, Dr. Vanessa gives us a mandate to stand on. She gives us something to stand on, and this time we have gotten the word, which is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. So that's our mission statement. Oh, well, that's not the mission statement. That's what the Lord blessed her with. Now, we also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we began our day. So we have a whole lot to stand on. We have a lot of word behind this call, and that's the reason why this call has been successful for almost 6 years. Now, we can, if you're not able to be on the call with us every morning, or if like at this time right now, because you know we get together at 7 o'clock, and if you want to join a little bit early Central Standard Time, well, come on in at 6:50 Central Standard Time for my family members, and you can have an opportunity to fellowship, and then the actual call starts at 7 Central Standard Time. However, if you're not able to make it at that time, well, there's a playback, and you can always go to hear the message for the day at 712-432-0075. And the PAN code for that is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-0075. And the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. But you know what? If you don't get the message today, but you want to go back and hear it tomorrow or some other day, along with all the other messages that have been archived for us and that you want to share with someone, you can go to 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is the same, 957-677-POUND. And Wrigley just joined me. And so if you want, again, that number is 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. Now, in addition to that, I think I just told you something that wasn't right. So I'm going to go back. If you want to hear all of the messages, you can go to www.artistlife.net to hear all of the messages that have been archived. And following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call. And you can reach us at the New Morning Motivational Call by going to, and that call is just all about how to enrich, enhance, and empower and start your business and just get some tips on a daily basis. And that call is immediately following this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code for the New Morning Motivational Call is 294-617. Again, the number 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617. So that's the new number for the call, which started on yesterday. So just discard any other numbers that you might have. Now, this call was founded by this wonderful company that has brought us all together. Was founded by the Diez de Leon family over 25 years ago. And God just continues to bless them with new ideas, with witty ideas, with new products, with new information. And to get that information, you can go to Artistlife, www.artistlife.net. Again, www.artistlife.net to find out all the exciting things or to even share this with someone who might be interested in artist life. Well, so much for all the announcements, and I will come back later after we hear the wonderful message that our voice piece will bring this morning. I will come back with my messages for you. Our voice piece for this morning, and Lord have mercy, every time she comes, she brings it to us, and that she is none other than co-pastor LaVonna Lewis. I love Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis's scripture verse because it's Matthew 11:12, which says, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, to a single teenage mother, where Pastor LaVonna Lewis seemed to be destined to be another statistic, but what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Spirit, and at 14, began preaching the gospel at many churches around Las Vegas. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backsliders. Pastor LaVonna has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almeri Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed Temple's assistant pastor for 9 years. She also has a successful TV radio ministry that travels preaching the gospel, train young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepare those who were called to preach, teaches them how to live the life they preached about. Pastor Lovano, Co-Pastor Lovano Lewis is a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, and a friend. And we love Dr. Lovano, Co-Pastor Lovano Lewis, and at this time, I bring her to you with a rich word from the Lord. Pastor, Co-Pastor, you know what? Co-Pastor, I am
Pastor is fine.
Pastor, okay.
Pastor is fine.
I'm tripping over that co-piece, that co-piece. So, Pastor,
you know what?
God bless you.
God bless you. You know what? I thank God for you. I thank God for you, Suella. You know what? And that's just confirmation. I was just told by my husband and our leader the other day that I need to drop the co, that I just need
praise
to go
God.
By Pastor Lovana. They just told me yesterday, here you are, you know, and the way you kept, when you said I'm tripping over the co, I was tripping over the co too. We thank and praise God for all of you who are on this call. Thank and praise God for our leaders. Thank and praise God for everyone who collaborate to make sure this call is a success. I am Pastor Lovana Lewis from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I'm so grateful to be connected with the Master's Call and this movement that we're doing. And I thank God that she got up this morning and said, look, I got to get some word. I need to start my day with the word, and I need this empowerment. And I come to you today to do just that. I want to talk to you today about a little word that holds a huge impact in our life. Alexander Pope, the English poet who lived from about 1688 to around about 1744, penned the famous words that we hear a lot, that we've heard growing up, that hope springs eternal in the human breast. And so whether on the battlefield, he was saying, whether it's in the sick bed of a loved one, there are no English words that are more devastating than saying, than hearing somebody say, there is no hope. I remember when my mother was dying and we were talking to the doctors and we kept saying, well, where can we do this? And is there something we could do? The cancer had spread so far until they looked at us and said, there is no hope. But what they failed to realize that we were Christians, and being Christians means there is always hope. Now, it didn't turn out the way we wanted, but we know where she's at, and we know that the Lord was just still in control and that the doctors were wrong, that there is always hope. And her being with her eternal Father is hope. And so the problem now with the Christian, though, and with the believer, is that the enemy comes to attack your hope. Because, see, what my mother's passing was supposed to do was supposed to kill our hope. What the doctors looking at us in our face and said is the hope was supposed to do was to kill our hope. And so what you're going through, whatever it is that you, some people may know, some may never know. You probably are suffering with some stuff you'll never tell anyone. What the enemy is trying to do with everything that you've gone through, everything that you're going through, and everything that you're going to do in the future. Let me tell you what it's about. It's to destroy your hope. Romans 15:4 said, whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comforts of the scripture, might have hope. Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see where I'm going with this? Look, in the life of the believer, hope has to exist. We focus a lot on faith, and we talk about faith, but we have to understand that hope has a connection with our faith. Let's define hope. The dictionary defines it. We look at Webster's dictionary. It defines it as desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. It is you expecting something. It's you looking forward to something. It's you get excited about something on its way. That's hope. According to the scripture, hope is an integral part of our faith. Because why? If you look at Hebrews 11, it says now faith, and it means that we're confident that we have hope. Because what we don't recognize, we don't understand, is that hope is linked to faith. Because hope, faith is the ground of our hope, but hope is the object of our faith. So see, you have to have faith. You know, you have to have that hope in something, and then you connect with that faith. The problem we have with the enemy is that he hates that we have faith. He hates that we're believers. He hates the fact that we believe on a God that we don't see. And so he wants to continue to kill your hope. Why? Because hope means eternal life, according to Titus 1. Hope means salvation, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. And Romans 8 and 24 and 25. Hope is laid up in heaven, according to Colossians 1 and 5. And hope is what we look for with the resurrection of the dead in Acts 23 and 6. And so hope is also the gospel. It's the fulfillment of the promises, according to Colossians 1. So do you understand what I'm saying? What the enemy does not want you to do is he don't want you to have this expectation, this exceeding expectation. He don't want you to have this wonderful, exciting idea that God is going to move for me. God is going to do this for me. God is going to do that for me. He doesn't want you to believe that, look, that the Lord has a plan for you, like Jeremiah 29:11. Look, the enemy doesn't want that. So what happens is he begins to bring attacks into your life, and those attacks are supposed to snuff out your hope. The Lord said, I even want you to have hope in your calling. Ephesians 1. I even want you to have hope. Get excited about your calling. Get excited about what it is that you're going to do for me to advance this kingdom. And so what we have to understand, though, is that hope is good. According to 2 Thessalonians 2, hope is blessed. Hope is living. Hope is glorious. Hope is sure. Look, Hebrews 6 and 19 say hope is even steadfast. I don't move from my position because I have hope. If the Lord told me that this is the move that I'm supposed to make, that this is the company I'm supposed to be with, or that this is the husband I'm supposed to have, these are the children I'm supposed to raise, this is the church I'm supposed to go to, look, I'm steadfast in that. Why? Because I have hope. I have an expectation that God's going to do something great through me in this. And so we have to understand is you got to get excited and get hopeful and use that faith, activate that faith. The faith is, the hope is the excited expectation, and faith is the thing that the vehicle that pushes your hope till that manifestation occurs. And so what happens is the Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so what happens when we don't have the thing that we've been praying for, that we don't come to see it after a certain amount of time, because believe it or not, whether you want to admit it or not, you have a timeline for God. You know, Lord, you need to do this by this time, and I need you to do it by this time, and I want you to move by this time. And so if we don't have it by the time we think we should, or the thing that we're hoping for doesn't come to fruition, or we have manifested in our face and our eyesight, and we can't, you know, see what God is doing, we automatically, one, assume it has done. And we fail to recognize that the things are done in the heavenlies that are not yet revealed to us on this earth. And then two, we get sick inside. The hope is deferred, so we get sick because now our faith begins to be lowered. But I come to tell you this morning that I want you to get to renew your hope. Whatever it was that you were excited about that God told you, I want you to renew that thing because God said, "Look, I haven't forgotten about you." Remember, the Lord said, "I don't work in time. I work outside of time. I just use time for you so you know when to get up and when to go down and when to lay down and when to wake up and when to go to work. And I use that for man so that he can understand. But time does not constrain God." And so now, why do we hope? Why do we hope? Because God cannot lie. According to Titus 1 and 2, if he promised it, he gonna fulfill it. And so what we do is over time, the hope, the excitement. You ever seen a child get excited to get something? I watch my children when Christmas is coming up, and they're excited to get it. And I remember one Christmas I played a joke on my children. They had one of the new Game Boy, you know, consoles, one of the little, you know, video games that they wanted. And I pretended, my husband and I pretended we didn't buy it. So we gave them every other gift. And they, you know, one box had a sweater in it. One box, you know, had a couple of dollars in it. And another box had some shoes in it. And so we gave them all the boxes, and we was like, all right, we've opened all our gifts, you know, praise God. Don't we thank God for all our gifts. And you could just see the look on their faces drop because their hope was that what they had asked for was still to come. And because it was deferred, because we made them wait, you could just see the hope start to diminish. And they start not to be as excited and jittery. At first they were jumping up and down, and they were kind of losing it. And then they finally said, well, wait, my daughter said, but Mommy, you didn't get it? And I said, get what, babe? What are you talking about? You didn't get the gift? You didn't get it for me? And we were like, my husband and I, you know, playing along with the joke, and we're looking at each other as if we were confused, knowing the whole time that the thing that they had asked for, that thing they had hoped for, the thing that they were excited about that and couldn't sleep the night before expecting to get, we had already bought it. We had already provided for it, but it hadn't manifested in their faces. And so they got, their hope began to diminish. And so just as they got sad and the lips start poking out, my husband said, you know what? I think we do have one more gift. And he went into the garage and came out with this PlayStation 3. And you could just see, I mean, they jumped and screamed and did somersaults and they did, you know, spins on the floor and they tore the box open and you know, paper was everywhere. Why? Because the thing they had hoped for came to be. Those who are in Christ, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14. Those who are in Christ, the Lord said, look, those are the ones I need you to not lose hope. Now, you got to go out there and tell the other people about having hope for me and knowing what kind of God I am and how good I am. I don't need you losing hope. I need above, if anybody else have hope and have faith in me, I need you to. I need you to understand that I am working on your behalf, that I am figuring things out. You're figuring things out. I already have it worked out. And so we're not like people who don't have any faith. We have hope in God, so we understand it different. Look, we are in him, and so we believe him and we trust him. Why? Because he's done it before. And we know that if he promised it, he's going to do it again. And I know sometimes that the red letters on your bills seem to be yelling louder than the red letter in your Bible. But this is not the time to give up hope. This is the time that God said, look, I'm ready to release some blessings. I'm getting ready to unleash some things. I'm getting ready to reveal some stuff to you, and I need you to be standing in your position. I need you to be steadfast. I need you to be focused, and I need you to understand, look, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what people are saying, no matter how many people have left, I don't care how many folk got divorces, I want you to stay. I don't care how many people left the business, I want you to stay. I don't care how many folks threw their hands up and walked away. I need you to keep your hope. I need you to stay steadfast. Because, look, this hope is what's leading us to our eternal life. If we can't believe God for salvation, if we can't believe God that he's going to be a provider, if we can't believe God that he's going to love us and continue to keep us, then why do we walk this walk? You know why you walk the walk and why we get up every day and go to church and read our word and get on these calls to be encouraged and to trust God? Because we have hope that God has done it before, he'll do it again. And as he promised, he will fulfill, because he is not a man that he shall lie. And you've got to understand that I don't care if you've opened up all the other boxes, the thing you're hoping for God is still waiting to deliver it. I want you to be blessed. I thank God for you. I thank God for this call. And I just want to encourage your heart. Do not let your hope die. Got to get like Reverend Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive, because God has something great in store for you. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Pastor LaVonya Lewis. Oh, we just thank God so much for that word, that we know that we can renew our hope, that we have to keep our hope, because hope has the connection with our faith. Hope is the object of our faith. We thank you so much for the message. Hope, as I see it, is the extra knot in the rope that keeps us hanging on while God is working on our behalf. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning forever grateful for your goodness, forever grateful for your mercy, your love, forever grateful that you tell us in your word that new mercies we see every day, great is thy faithfulness. Father, we thank you for the word that we got this morning, because somebody just needs to hear that hope springs forth eternal. Hope is glorious, it's steadfast, it's consistent. And just as she gave the example about her children who wanted the PlayStation and then they held that over to the last thing, well, sometimes it appears in our lives that the things that we are hoping for and asking for, that they've been held over. But Father, because your word is true, and because you said you believe in giving good gifts to your children whose minds are stayed on you, we have that hope. So we thank you for Pastor LaVonya. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you continue to fill her up and that you continue to use her mightily in the kingdom of God, because we need it more today than it seems ever before. Bless her entire family, Lord. Bless her ministry, oh God, and whatever her hands touch, Father, that it prosper. Let her find favor from the north, south, east, and west in the name of Jesus. Father, again, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Webster-Spoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, that have given us this platform to come together and hear a word, oh God, that we know will give us hope each and every Monday through Friday morning. Father, order their footsteps and continue to be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path, and continue to shower them with your love, your favor, your blessings in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you forgive us for all of our sins and help us to be like you in everything we say and in our hearts and our minds, Lord, and let us be a blessing to someone else. Father, we just lift up our family members. We lift, continue to lift up Kendra Carter, Lord. You said that everything that has a name has to bow to the name of Jesus, so illness, sickness, disease has to bow down to your name. Any other family members, oh God, or friends who are experiencing any challenges during this time, they are covered by the blood of the Lamb. And Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, not we were healed, but right now the word are is present. We are healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, for a very shift in financial situations where there seems to be a burden, Lord, where co-pastor said that the red on the bill seems to be speaking louder than the red in the Bible. Father, your word is true, truer than the word in the bill. So we ask that you give us that to hold on to, that hope, Lord. For Father, for anybody who's experiencing anything else on the jobs, oh God, or just whatever, we know that you are faithful. And we know that when we put our hands in your hands, you lead us and you guide us. And so we thank you for that. Now, Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. Father, soothe and comfort hearts. Give us the peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we thank you for the assurance of hope that we have in you. Father, we thank you that there is no situation that has happened in our lives or that is going on that is impossible. Because with you, all things are possible, and we give you praise and call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, family member, you can go back and hear this rich word by calling 712-432-0075, and the PIN code is 957-677#. And again, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617#. So we thank you for joining us this morning. And as I always say, I love me some you, and I'm going to call Pastor LaVonya Lewis back to give us our cold closing benediction. Pastor Lewis, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Bless your days. We thank God for the word today. As Job 17 reminds us that at Job's low point, he said, "Where then is my hope? Who can see any hope for me?" And some people in this call may be saying that. And so, Lord, we thank you, because I want to let you know I see hope for you. I see hope for you. Pastor LaVonya Lewis from Las Vegas, Nevada, sees hope for you. And if I see hope for you, I see hope for you. So, Father, we thank you for hope. Thank you that you're going to renew our vision and that you're going to recalibrate our vision. That as we see men as trees now, you're going to lay hands, God, and we're going to be able to see clearer. And hope is going to be revitalized. And we thank you, praise God. We thank you, Lord, that you kept us and that you'll continue to keep us. And we'll continue to move about this day with a hopeful expectation of what you have to come for us. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you for it, Lord. It is so. Amen. God bless you.